tweet at Today SOR.
A spotlight has once again been shone on mental health services in the south of the country following a recent Mental Health Commission inspection report looking at several facilities. The report was particularly critical of one in Glanmire in Cork. Our reporter Brian O'Connell joins me now. Brian, what did this latest inspection report have to say?
Good morning, Sean. The Mental Health Commission looked at centres in several counties. Now, it was, as you said, particularly critical of one centre, the St Stephen's Hospital in Glanmire in Cork, just outside Cork City. It's a four-unit centre, and that's where the local Northleigh CAMHS unit, CAMHS is Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, and that unit is based there. Now, some of the issues included privacy, premises, staffing and risk management procedures. In one of the units, the report said there were not enough toilets and showers, with one shower and one bathroom designated for 20 people. There was a lack of recreational activities, a lack of access to national screening programmes, there was no outside space, lack of adequate physical health monitoring, poor individual care plans, and concern about the apparent disjointed governance in the approved centre as a whole.
Now, Brian, you've been speaking to one mother who lives near this facility. It's the place that her son should be getting treatment for his mental health problems, but she says the service is almost non-existent.
Well, we've covered CAMHS many times, and although there are long waiting lists, people used to say to me that once you got into the system, you got the treatment that your son or daughter needed. But now we're hearing, Sean, that GPs are simply bypassing CAMHS in some areas because they just don't have confidence in the service. Now, this parent I spoke to a year ago, and she told me back then about the significant challenges that her son presents with. But a year on, very little, I have to say, has changed. And they're attached to the CAMHS unit in the St Stephen's Hospital site in Glanmire in Cork. But they haven't had a full-time psychiatrist attached to her son's care in over 3 years. This is some of her experience attending St Stephen's Hospital Mental Health Service.
We've been going there now for probably over 7 years. At the very start, we were getting quite a good service. We were seeing maybe every 2 weeks. So he was having regular checkups and weights, and his blood pressure was monitored, his height was monitored. And we would meet a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist would sit down and she would chat to you and ask, how are things going? You felt that there was a human connection between you and the psychiatrist.
And it was the same psychiatrist. It was a full-time psychiatrist.
Yes, so she was there all the time.
And that's very important, obviously.
She was human. She listened. She sat down and she understood that it was very challenging to live with a child with ADHD that was bouncing off the walls. It was affecting all areas of his life. And not only was it affecting the child, it was affecting you.
So the service initially was quite good.
It was quite good.
What changed?
Suddenly we showed up for an appointment and we were told there's no psychiatrist here.
When is the last time you saw a full-time psychiatrist?
3.5 years.
3.5 years ago?
Yeah.
In that facility?
Yes, 3.5 years. Unfortunately, for a child with ADHD, their medication requires regular updating. They need regular reviews. It's not just a case of giving them the medicine and off they go.
And this is the closest unit to you. It's very close to where you
live. Yeah, you can transfer to another unit. Even if the child, no psychiatrist in that unit, you're stuck there. I begged to go to a different unit. I begged to go to Mallow. I begged to go to Blackrock. I said I would do anything if they transferred him, and they wouldn't. We ended up in CUH Hospital after an episode, a bit of a crisis, and we sat for 6.5 hours in A&E with him.
So 3.5 years, Sean, they haven't had a full-time psychiatrist attached to her son's care. Now, obviously, nationally, we know there's a huge issue trying to retain and trying to attract child and adolescent psychiatrists. I see, for example, there are 6 posts advertised nationally in particular counties at the moment. I'm pretty sure those 6 posts were previously advertised in 2016. So there's a real difficulty trying to get those consultant psychiatrists. And quite simply, as I said earlier, many GPs in Cork that I've spoken to, they're now, simply bypassing their local CAMHS service entirely, and they're sending young teens and young children in crisis into already overcrowded emergency departments because I suppose at least they know they'll get seen by a child and adolescent psychiatrist there and they'll get medication, for example. Now, this is Dr. Dermot Quinlan. He's a GP in Glanmire. He lives very close to the St. Stephen's Hospital unit, but he's actually stopped referring patients into that CAMHS unit. He told me why.
My experience of trying to access child mental health service in particular has been very difficult. In my experience, a referral to the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, or CAMHS, inevitably involves a delay of at least 9 months and often in excess of 18 months, which in all realistic terms means it's a non-existent service from my perspective.
So what do you do when a family comes to you in crisis with a young child, maybe a teenager? Where do you refer them?
I simply refer the person into our emergency departments.
Far from ideal, as we know.
It's far from ideal, and it's with a heavy heart that I do it, because it's not appropriate for them to be attending a general emergency department. It's not appropriate for an overburdened emergency department. But most of all, it's not an appropriate environment for a very troubled young person.
But there is a mental health unit on your doorstep. There's a child and adolescent aspect to it. There's an adult facility there. So what's happening?
I'll give you an example that I'm familiar with. And this involves a teenager, and this unfortunate young person had moderate mental health issues and attempted suicide. Their mother brought them to their GP, who discussed the options, and unfortunately the only realistic option was to refer this young person into the emergency department. After a prolonged wait, they were seen in the emergency department and discharged. The advice was that the CAMHS team would be in contact, but that didn't happen for many weeks, despite mum repeatedly contacting CAMHS. And this isn't to criticise the CAMHS team. To the best of my knowledge, there is no permanent consultant psychiatrist, child psychiatrist working with them at the moment. The young person went on to attempt suicide two further occasions, during which time the parents paid for private child psychiatry treatment for their young child. After the third suicide attempt, the parents admitted their child, teenager, to a private psychiatric facility, from which they were discharged several weeks later.
If this was cancer, there'd be outrage that here we are forcing parents to pay privately for essential healthcare.
I think it is an outrage. These are the most vulnerable young people, and the services are letting them down in their hour of need. They felt they had no option but to pay for it, that either they would be paying for a funeral or they'd be paying for private child psychiatry service. And I think that's a damning indictment of our health service.
That's Dr. Diarmaid Quinlan and Glanmire there with some strong words. Brian, your heart would have to go out to the parents that he was talking about there. Now, before we hear from the Minister of State, Jim Daly, for that mother who you spoke to earlier, unable to access her local services, where does she think she can go from here?
Well, she doesn't have the option of going private. I mean, why should she have to go private, I suppose, in the first place? But she doesn't have that option. Her son is a teenager now. He's getting bigger. His tantrums, the anger outbursts, they're getting more pronounced. And she's in fear now of what might happen to her and her son.
It's gotten to a point where I feel that my son will do something either to put himself or to put me at risk. He knows his behaviours are getting more and more impulsive. And he has come out with things like, I want us to stop, Mama. Make us stop.
CAMHS only works if the staff are there.
Yeah.
Your local service has been without a psychiatrist for several years now. Obviously, they can't get the staff.
I don't know if it's just about the staff. I think if you read the report, it's not just about the staff. It's about even children not having individual medical plans. That's not staff. That's somebody not actually filling in a piece of paper, a piece of document that's vital to that child. I've never had one contact person I can go to and say, my son is in crisis, I need help.
If your son is in crisis, given that that is your local service,
ring the guards, basically, is what you're told. You could go knock on the door and bang at the glass and scream and shout. And so you're told, ring the guards.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that report. Desperation, a tone of desperation in that woman's voice, that mother's voice. On the line now, Jim Daly, Minister of State at the Department of Health with special responsibility for mental health. What do you say to those families, Jim Daly?
Good morning, Sean. Look, it's very hard for me to comment on any individual case that I'm not familiar with or understand, other than I can talk to you about the wider issue of mental health and mental health services, and particularly the CAMHS service that you're focusing on there. You know, the biggest issue we have with CAMHS is the demand. It continues to increase and continues to increase at a rate that is very challenging to keep up with. This year alone, the referrals in the CHO4 area, which is the Cork Kerry area, are up 19% year on year on last year. So there's an increasing number of people trying to access a service, and there are recruitment challenges there. It's not at a standstill. We have made huge progress over the last 10 years insofar as setting up these teams. We have gone from 49 teams up to 70, but to keep up with the staff and to keep consultant psychiatrists in particular, which are the head of those teams.
I suppose, Minister, there's no confidence in the system. I mean, you are in that job now for 2 years since Leo Varadkar became Taoiseach. Have you made a blind bit of difference?
Yeah, there's a very significant differences have happened. I mean, the difficulty with CAMHS is, and your show and other shows can always pick up on the very extreme, really difficult cases. And the reason that those cases sometimes, you know, that aren't treated like
Sorry, Minister, we're not just amusing ourselves picking up on these cases as you talk about it. You heard there from Dr. Diarmaid Quinlan, a GP in Glanmire, living and working in a place beside one of these supposed services. He says it's an outrage what's happening.
And if you let me finish the point, Sean, the point I wanted to make was that the CAMHS should be reserved for the extreme cases. There's a lot of people with anxiety, a lot of children with anxiety issues that don't need to be referred up into CAMHS. CAMHS is a specialist team. It's led by a consultant psychiatrist. And a lot of young people don't need to be seen by a psychiatrist and don't need to be joining those queues. So what I have done, and the question you've asked me over the 2 years since becoming minister, or almost 2 years, is to try and build a lower level of infrastructure in the mental health services. Last year, we recruited 114 assistant psychologists and 20 psychologists into that service to try and introduce a new level that people would be more appropriately referred to, as opposed to everybody trying to get to the upper level.
I suppose the point could be made, and Brian has reported previously from the southeast, and we saw the situation last year where a consultant psychiatrist resigned his post because he just felt that he couldn't provide any kind of credible service. He took a different job in Crumlin. I mean, isn't it time maybe that you were honest with parents and said CAMHS as it stands is just not working in large parts of the country?
No, I don't, because that wouldn't be honest. I mean, in 2018, right, which was last year, there was 1,500 additional young people seen by the CAMHS service in the Cork and Kerry area over 2017. So, I mean, there is, you know, 17,000 people being treated by the CAMHS service across the country every year, and most of them, an awful, awful, awful lot of them, get an exceptional service. They don't come on radio shows, or they don't talk about the service they get, and we owe that to the people who work in the service. That's, I'm not claiming any credit for that, but there's a lot of people working very hard. As I said to you, there are 70 CAMHS teams across the country, supposed to be led by consultant psychiatrists, but there's also psychologists and there's occupational therapists and there's psychiatric nurses on those teams. It's 100% free service, and they see 16,000 people a year and do very, very good work with young people. But there is always issues where a consultant resigns or leaves us at short notice.
Well, like, hang on, 3.5 years waiting for a post to be filled is not exactly short notice.
Well, as I understand it, that consultant left in 2017. There is a consultant, and you asked me what can I say to those people. There is a consultant due to take up a post there in the next month or two. It has taken 2 years. It is very challenging to fill consultant posts. We have 14 new consultants in the system this year over last year. So we are making incremental progress, but we are not in a position to staff every single team to 100% like we would like to, because of a Europe-wide challenge in recruiting consultant psychiatrists, because there simply is not enough for the demand. And that's going back to the point that you asked me what I did over the 2 years, is to try and reorientate the system and try and build a lower level of infrastructure and get young people at an earlier age and get them into a lower level of service, which is the assistant psychologist and psychology, and get that used more and better.
Okay.
And also, we're building I've spoken with you before about a referral pathway and improving the way that people are referred with a single telephone line that's been developed in the National Ambulance Service as we speak.
Jim Daly, Minister of State at the Department of Health, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.